Today, all around our world, especially I believe in this nation and in our own community, yes, whether you're in a farmhouse or an inner city condo, this day is a celebration. It's Valentine's Day, a day for lovers, sweethearts, dreamers, and wannabes. This is love. Valentine's Day. You can look any number of places to find out some stats about this day. How many dollars Valentine's Day? Do you realize that in our own nation this weekend, $45 billion will be spent for Valentine's? Men will spend an average of $339, women $64, and some men in our congregation just broke out in a heavy sweat and have even turned pale. Young millennials spend on average $500 this weekend, whereas those of us boomers with more common sense spend $150. Ernest King spends nothing. This is love, Valentine's and dollars. What about candy? I have many years given children those box of conversation hearts. You can get off brands, but you need the Valentine brand, the original, for them to be worthwhile. There will be this season 8 billion boxes of conversation hearts. And I'm glad we had enough today for our children. I don't know about this statistic. Any statistic can be made up. But somewhere I read that if you put all of those 8 billion boxes of conversation hearts, it would stretch from Rome, Italy, to Valentine, Arizona. It makes a good illustration whether it's true or not. You know, those conversation hearts are only sold 6 weeks out of the year, and yet the factory makes them 11 months of the year. Most of us may not enjoy the candy-flavored hearts, but what about chocolate? Today, $1 billion will be spent on chocolate for Valentine's Day. 75% of those chocolates will be purchased by men. I hope purchased by men to give to their spouse. 37 million heart-shaped boxes will be filled with chocolate. As a child, I remember my father always buying my mother chocolates, and she didn't even like chocolate, but that's just what you did. And my mother loved the box more than she did the chocolates, which we were glad as children. We ate the chocolate, mother got the box. When we moved my parents out of their house, I cannot tell you how many empty heart-shaped boxes that mother had managed to keep, filling them with cards or buttons or whatever it was she was keeping. Oh, that's love. Candy, this is love. And roses. This weekend in our nation, 200 million roses will be given. The statistic really said 198 million, but let's round up. Roses, 73% of those roses were purchased by men, but 16% of women say they buy roses for themselves because if they waited on their husband, it just wouldn't happen. You know, Valentine's Day or Valentine's season is the number one holiday for florists as far as dollars taken in. And not just any flower will do. It's the red rose. The red rose, the red long stem rose is the number one seller. 69% of folks who call the florist to order flowers, they want roses. I remember being so wise after Rhea and I married, and I thought buying a single rose or a dozen roses that cost so much, let's be practical. And so I went to Walmart and bought a red rose bush. It was dormant. It was not a good choice. She planted it and it died. Roses, Valentine's, this is love. Valentine's Day. This day, it happens occasionally on Sundays, like today, this day. Oh, this is love. 180 million Valentine's Day cards will be purchased. And if you're going to purchase a card, make sure it's a Hallmark. Don't buy that card at Dollar General. Don't buy that card because they read the card, but they turn it over. And if it doesn't say Hallmark, you've wasted that 50 cents. $18.6 billion will be spent on specialty gifts, and I don't even know or want to imagine what those gifts are. $3.5 billion will be spent on eating out. Now, that might not be true in the day in which we live with COVID, but that's a lot of money to eat out. The average meal will cost a couple $171.45. Do you know how many Big Mac number ones you can get for that? That's a lot. $1.2 billion will be spent on salons and spas. $4 billion will be spent on jewelry. $700 million on Valentine's weekend will be spent for your pets. Chocolates and roses. This is love. Diamonds and cards. This is love. Flea collars too, I guess. This is love. But on this day, something else is going on as well. Look in front of you. John wrote these words, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And this is what we are." What great love God has lavished on us as children of God. 2 weeks ago, I read from the Gospel of John that God so loved. Last week, I shared from Romans 5, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then back to 1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love begins with God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His own Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is love. Jesus said these words, "Greater love has no one than this, that He lay down His life for His friends." Jesus finished by saying, "And you are my friends." You are my friends if you keep my commandments, Jesus said. Greater love cannot exist except one lay down his life. This is love. This is love. Chocolates and roses, perhaps. This is love. Bread and wine. This is love. The ancient hymn says, "What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul. What wondrous love is this, O my soul. What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. When I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down, when I was sinking down beneath God's righteous frown, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. For my soul, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. When from death I'm free, I'll sing and joyfully be. And through eternity, I will sing, and through eternity, I will sing. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. This is love. This cup, this bread, it's a symbol. This is love. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, said these words, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink the cup." Let us do just that. Would you spend a few moments in silent prayer? Then I will voice a prayer for us. And then we will together say the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. O God, our Father, this day we're thinking a lot about love, about that special card, that box of chocolates. We're thinking about the flowers we should have ordered and we didn't, and now it's Sunday. We're thinking of later when we'll have a special meal. We're thinking of that one that we love, that one who loves us back. We're thinking of our children. We're thinking of our parents. We're thinking of love. A day set aside for love. And yet for a few moments we pause and we think of your love. That you so loved us, you gave your one and only Son. That your one and only Son so loved us that he laid down his life for his friends and called us his friends. And that while we were yet sinners, you loved us. That you are love. And this is love, that Christ Jesus died for us. That we might never die, but might live forever. Oh, this is love. God, as we eat of the bread, we remember your love. As we drink of the cup, we remember the new covenant with Jesus. Thank you, God, for a memorial, a symbolic memorial meal that yells and screams and proclaims, this is love. Oh God, would you hear our prayers? As we have prayed silently, and now hear us as we say a prayer together. Your apostle said, Lord, teach us how to pray. How can we pray? And you said, when you pray, pray like this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.